1 year ago, Kaleda was one of the lucky ones who survived after being trapped 16 hours under the rubble of Rana Plaza. She says what happened that day is never far from her mind.
The building started trembling. There was lots of noise and I started running forward. After 5 or 6 steps, I couldn't see anything and I started falling down like an elevator. I was crying. The roof was so close that it was touching my nose, and every time I breathed, I could feel it on my face. We thought we were going to die, and we were saying goodbye to each other.
Since Rana Plaza's collapse, the ILO has been supporting teams of structural and electrical engineers, as well as fire safety experts, to systematically inspect ready-made garment factories in Bangladesh. Dr. Mehdi Ahmed Ansari is a labor inspector from the Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology.
If we find that there is a problem in a factory, then we'll immediately evacuate that building and stop all the activities, and it will go directly to the review panel.
The inspections are organized by 3 major national and international initiatives created after the Rana disaster: the ACOR, the Alliance, and the National Tripartite Committee. They review the inspector's recommendations and decide within 48 hours if the building will reopen or not. Employers are supportive, recognizing that inspections will have a positive impact on their businesses. Mohamed Moni Ruzamam is a garment factory accounts manager.
It can help us increase our profitability because we will be able to tell our buyers that our buildings are safe and that there will be no problems with safety issues if they give us work.
Several other important changes are also underway in the industry. In the past 15 months, more than 130 trade unions have registered in Bangladesh, whereas just 2 were created in the previous 3 years. The National Labor Law has also been amended, and the government has created nearly 400 positions for labor inspectors whom the ILO will help train. Srinivas Reddy is ILO's country director in Bangladesh.
I see this as a change process, a beginning of a change process, both in terms of workers' rights as well as safety issues. The new unions are giving hope that it is a change that is happening for the benefit of the workers, and also the safety issues gaining momentum in Bangladesh. I see this as a very, very good beginning.
The government of Bangladesh, with ILO's help, is offering coordinated support to survivors and their families, including counseling and referral services. Kaleda's leaving the trauma of Rana Plaza behind. She was trained by an ILO project to sew entire dresses. Her new skills are giving her more confidence and a new outlook on her future. She wants to go to business for herself.
I have enough courage and experience to run my own shop now. I have a strong will to do it, and I will do it.
The coordinated response in Bangladesh, policy change, increased factory safety and labor inspections, and new awareness of workers' rights is all directed towards a single goal: to ensure that a disaster like Rana Plaza can never happen again. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.